Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
And he had counted up all these hours that he'd worked, and he said, I've already done 42 hours worth of jobs this week. And then I counted up the jobs that I'd done, and I think I'd done about 86 hours worth of jobs that week.
Today I'm interviewing Millie, an apprentice plumber from Bendigo in Victoria.
Hi, I'm Millie and I'm an apprentice plumber.
So Millie, do you want to explain a little bit more about your plumbing apprenticeship and what it is that you do?
So I'm doing my plumbing apprenticeship, which plumbing has all sorts of ways that you can go. There's roofing and drainage and irrigation, and my job involves a lot of air conditioning. We do a lot of big commercial jobs, and we do all the exhaust air, all the exhaust fans and the air conditioning and the heating and, yeah, everything along those lines.
And how did you get into the plumbing industry?
When I finished year 12, I think all the way from even year 9, there was a lot of pressure to pick your classes so that they matched for the next year. And then what kind of ATAR score you wanted to go to uni. So when I finished year 12, I wasn't really sure even what uni course I wanted to do, but I enrolled in health promotion, which I still couldn't really explain to you what that is. And I did that for a year. And by the end of that year, I just decided that I was sick of writing essays, sick of sitting in a classroom, and pretty sick of the stress of school and having a part-time job to make money as well. So I decided to defer uni for a year, and it got to about halfway through or a third of the way through that year, and Mum and Dad sort of just said, like, what are you actually going to do? Like, it's all well and good to not want to be at uni, but at the time I was working at Hungry Jack's and I also didn't want to be there for the rest of my life. So I sort of said, I don't really know, and Dad's a plumber, and he said, oh, why don't you do a trial for me, and we'll put you on for a couple of weeks, and you might not want to do plumbing, but you can at least have a look at the other trades. So I said, yeah, that's a great idea, and we went to organise that, and then Dad looked into the TAFE at Bendigo and found there was a pre-app for plumbing, and he just said, instead of doing a trial for us, you might as well just go and do this pre-app, and you'll come away with a qualification and like a certificate, and it'll just be more hands-on and you'll learn a lot more than you will coming and working for us. Even if you still want to do plumbing, at least if I did the pre-app, then I would see how to do roofing and all of those other types of plumbing that you can do. So I went and did a pre-app. It was meant to go for 6 months, but I think my class did it in a little bit quicker than that, maybe by a few weeks. Through the pre-app, I did work experience with refrigeration mechanics in Bendigo, which I enjoyed, but there was a lot of servicing, which was a bit boring some days, going to jobs and cleaning filters and doing a lot of things like that, or like looking at computer boards, which I didn't really understand all that well. So coming out of the pre-app, I asked Dad and his partner if they would give me a job, and they did, and eventually I got signed up as an apprentice, and I've sort of just been doing this ever since.
So would I be using the right job title if I said you're an aircon plumber?
Well, my apprenticeship covers everything, but if I got my licence at the end of it, then I would probably get my mechanical licence. There's a lot of crossover between a mechanical plumber and a refrigeration mechanic.
So are your licences like a ticket to work on certain types of plumbing work?
So if you do commercial jobs, then you need to provide a compliance certificate. So as long as my boss has a licence in roofing, then I can do roofing. Or if he has a licence in sanitary plumbing, then I could potentially be hooking up a toilet tomorrow.
Wow, there's so many different aspects to plumbing, isn't there? Can you walk us through a typical day in your shoes?
Okay. Most of the jobs we do aren't local to Bendigo, which is where I live. So usually Monday morning, we will leave Bendigo at about 5:30 in the morning and head off to wherever it is that our job is. Usually it's a big project, so we're there for maybe 6 months at a time. So we'll leave and we'll get to the destination, and then depends what stage the site's at. We have rough-in, and then fit off, and then commissioning. So if it was rough in, then my day would involve hanging fans in the ceiling space before there's any plaster, and then running flexible duct from the fan to wherever it's meant to be connected in the room or to the eaves, and then I might run some drains for some air conditioners or run some pipes, some copper pipe for the refrigerant, saddle that to the framework, and then when it's fit off some highball air conditioners or some cassettes on the ceiling, and then, yeah, making sure that the drains come out where they're supposed to behind the plaster and hooking them up to the air conditioners. And then commissioning is just making sure that everything's working the way it's meant to be, doing all the fiddly little jobs that sort of got left till the end, and basically just making sure that when you leave the job that everything's going to work for the client the way it's supposed to.
Wow, that's awesome. It's fascinating that there's so many different stages and different things that you have to do.
Yeah, it's not really the same thing every day. That was a bit, when you said, oh, can you explain your average day? I was trying to think, even what I did today was so different to what I did yesterday.
That sounds like so much fun. And you were mentioning working away from home. Do you have to do that a lot?
Yeah, like our last job that we finished a couple of months ago, that was in Bacchus Marsh, so that was an hour and 20 away from home. So instead of staying there, we would just drive there in the morning and drive home at night, which is better than staying away, but still like 3 hours out of your day. And although it's just sitting in the car, it's still pretty exhausting to not have that downtime, like sleeping in the morning or getting home and like playing sports or doing any of that stuff. And then at the moment we've got a job that's 3 hours away from home, so we just usually come on Monday and stay through till Friday, or if we're going well we might leave Thursday night and then do little jobs around town on Friday or Monday, either way. But I don't get to go home very many nights, so the weekends go really quickly.
Wow, that sounds so intense. Do you see yourself doing this in the future? What have you got planned for your career?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going third year in January, so I've only really got 2 years left of my apprenticeship, and then sort of up in the air what I can do after that. I do like mechanical plumbing, even though I only do mechanical at work. When I go to trade school, I still have to learn every other aspect of plumbing, and I would prefer to be doing air conditioning than any other kind. But yeah, I don't know, I even have thought about doing an electrical apprenticeship, and then that sort of goes hand in hand with air conditioning. Or yeah, I could get into estimating and doing up quotes and stuff if I wanted to get off the tools, which, I mean, would be really interesting. But at the same time, I'm pretty happy where I am at the moment. I'm not in any hurry to try anything else, but there's definitely heaps of ways that I could go.
And were your family and friends supportive of you doing plumbing? What were their reactions like when you told them?
Yeah, I don't know if any of them thought that I would follow it through, just because it was a bit of a shock that I would want to do a trade. My friends were all really surprised, because obviously they'd been there with me at school and they did realise that I didn't know what I wanted to do, but they probably didn't think about trade as an option either, just because there was a push for uni, or like being female, even if you don't want to go to uni, it sort of leans more towards like hairdressing or traineeships and things like that, not necessarily the construction industry. So they were all definitely supportive, but I think it still surprises them that I'm still doing it and enjoying it.
And do you have any role models or anyone that you draw inspiration from to do what you do?
Yeah, nothing really that I can think of, except watching all the renovation shows on TV. Like when I was younger, it was Backyard Blitz, and now it's The Block. And, you know, if you watch Nine Life, there's a lot of shows on that channel. And it's kind of cool to be working in around builders and barkies or electricians and, you know, all these different trades. And I pick up a lot more than I realise when watching shows like that. I kind of think, oh, I could do that potentially to my own house, or I could be helping out someone who wanted to do things like that. So that's pretty cool. but I can't think of anything in particular.
And what are some of the unexpected benefits that have come from pursuing your career?
RDOs are pretty good, I suppose. From working away, I pretty much don't spend money from Monday to Friday because I don't really have to. All my meals are paid for. I'm not driving my car, so I don't have to fill up my petrol tank. And, yeah, I'm not snacking during the day. Like, lunches are paid for and things like that. So through my job, I've saved a lot of money and been able to buy my first house, which even though at my old part-time job I was making more money, also had a lot more time to spend it. So that was something that I didn't really think about when I got signed up as an apprentice, but that's been good. And, yeah, I suppose when I tell people that I'm doing plumbing, they have some respect for me, even if they don't know me, just that I'm on site with guys and I sort of hold my own. That seems to be impressive to people for some reason.
Oh, wow, that's so awesome. And I can't believe you brought your own house. There's not many apprentices that could say they've achieved that. And it sounds like you've had such a great experience during your apprenticeship. What advice do you have for anyone considering a similar career pathway to you?
Just wherever you go, be cautious of like how you act, because there's a lot of people out there that you can use as contacts. If you're not sure, if you are thinking about doing a trade, maybe try doing work experience in a few different ones and picking which one you enjoy the most or which one you think you'll be best at instead of just jumping into one. But, yeah, just be friendly when you're out. If you play sports or whatever, you never know who's around who could potentially help you out to get a job.
And, Millie, during your career, have you had any proud moments or what I like to call hero moments?
A lot of time at trade school. I don't know, I don't think I've talked about it before, but I'm the only girl in the plumbing department at Bendigo TAFE, and in my head I'm a little bit competitive, not necessarily out loud. There was one time in particular in class, a guy said, oh, stuff it, I'm not doing any more work this week, and it might have been Thursday, because each job that we do has recommended amount of hours that it's meant to take, and he had counted up all these hours that he'd worked. And he said, I've already done 42 hours worth of jobs this week. And then I counted up the jobs that I'd done, and I think I'd done about 86 hours worth of jobs that week. And then this week, both of my bosses actually couldn't come to site. My dad had cut his hand, so he was rendered useless. And my other boss had to go to another site. So I've been here with the commissioning guys all week. And a few things that they've said have been pretty cool to hear, just ways that I've done it that other people might not have thought of. It's just, I don't know, good to know that I'm doing a good job.
And Millie, do you know many other women in trades?
Not really, no. Yeah, well, I went to the Covey build competition, and that was probably the most female trades that I've ever seen in one place.
Really? So that's the Tradeswomen in Australia Cubby House Building Competition. Do you have any feedback about how you thought that went and what it was like to work with other female apprentices?
Yeah, they were. Like, it was good. It was just good to know that other people were in the same position as me. A lot of the times, if I work with guys who don't know me, they sort of just assume that they have to teach me everything, which is really, I don't know, it's so frustrating. And I'm just waiting for someone to do it so that I can put them back in their place. But usually I just brush it off. But it was good to know that there's like other people out there who are going for what they want and not really letting anything faze them. And yeah, it was run pretty well, I think. Like, it was a good couple of days. It was fun.
Will you do it again next year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Millie, better wrap up the show. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. You've been a real inspiration, and I'm still so impressed that you've saved up for your own house. If there's anyone out there that's listening and would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Thanks for listening to my story. If you want to get in contact with me, just contact Tradeswomen Australia and they'll pass on my details.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. To find out more about apprenticeship pathways, you can visit myskills.gov.au or the Tradeswomen Australia website. If you've enjoyed listening, please leave us a 5-star rating. Until next time, catch you later.